Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
She's one of our favorite performers. And in this episode of The Oddcast, we're going to find out why she's naked in the basement with a Walmart bag on her head.
We always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
Decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, that doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's The Oddcast.
She is absolutely one of the funniest people on the planet, and she's with us right now, Leanne Morgan.
Thank you, Bob, for saying that, you angel. Y'all, last time, I remember we y'all lifted me up. Thank y'all for having me.
You bet. It's just always so much fun. We just always feel relaxed around you. Were people that way around you before you became a big star? Did they always gravitate towards you because, I mean, you're so funny. You have such a warm personality. Were you the person who had to save the awkward moment?
Yes. I'll just tell you, Bob. Yes, you doll. That's a good way of putting it. And I feel like I'm tooting my horn by saying that. But I also have a lot of flaws. Like I don't know how to do math. You know, stuff like that. But growing up, yes, I was that person. And my little mama is that way, Lucille. Everybody loves her and wants to be around her. And that has been a gift from heaven to be able to make friends easy. I never had trouble making friends and being with people. I've just always loved people, and that's been very comfortable for me. Now, other things, not so much. Like I say, math, I can't comprehend a page I've read. I have to read it twice, but, you know, everybody's got their flaws.
Well, listen, you're on the Bob and Sherry show. There's not going to be any math quiz, I can tell you that, with us.
Oh, thank the Lord. Good.
You know, so Leanne, my husband's a big college football nut. And of course, you know, he went to Georgia, so he's a Georgia Bulldog. And they had kind of an exciting college football championship season this year, right? So I've decided, like, once or twice a week, I have on my schedule, be a good wife. And so when that pops up on my phone, I'm like, oh, it's time to go be a good wife. So I go in and I'm watching pregame coverage with him, and they had some dude on, and they asked him to make predictions for the game. And this man looked right at the camera and very confidently announced what he thought the final score would be. And as he said that, I thought to myself, this must be the algebra that we're supposed to use in real life. All of the variables that you would have to know to predict a score, like, first of all, you'd have to understand the game, and then you'd have to know who's on each team and what kind of season they've had and what kind of record. And he did all of that math and looked right into the camera and declared it. And I thought, I was dropped on my head as a baby because I don't even understand. I don't even understand how people do that. And that, I guess we all ended up in show business, right? So here we are.
Yeah.
But don't you, man, when you see people do stuff like that, don't you think to yourself, well, I didn't get adequate nutrition in school or something because I just
can't. Yeah, I wonder, did my mama take a prenatal vitamin? All right, exactly. I tell you, my husband is that kind of person. And I think that was one of the things that attracted me to him is he was getting a master's in business when we met, but he had already gotten an undergraduate in finance. And he said to me on our first day, I love a derivative. And I didn't even know what a derivative was. And I thought, in my mind, I thought, he can reconcile a checkbook. And I was very attracted.
Yeah.
But then later it became tumultuous. We've made it through it. But like I've not reconciled my checkbook right. And so then I have to go to the bank behind his back. I've got my bank girls, I call them. And they get me out of a pickle. You know, I can always go into Angela. Her name is Angela. And say, Angela, look, my Lord, I do not have my checking accounts messed up. And she go, let me see it. And then my bank girls helped me get back on track. But yeah, and I've always thought, like, I have these Hollywood meetings and they'll say, would you ever want to do a game show? And I'm like, yes, nothing with math. I can't do math. I could do the Newlywed Show. I could get in people's personal business. But I cannot do I could have never done Howie Mandel. Remember when they, all those suitcases opening up?
The Deal or No Deal.
I couldn't have done it. I love that show.
You know what you need to take over is Family Feud. You would be so good on Family Feud.
Thank you. I love Steve Harvey, and I grew up watching. I love Louis Anderson on it. I love Richard Dawson.
Yeah.
That little man that was from Kentucky, I can't remember his name. He was brilliant on it, too. Thank y'all. That's a sweet compliment, because I would love to. I've always loved that show, and I love the people that have done it.
Let's take a break here, and then we want to talk about your Hollywood meetings, because we're fascinated by that world. We'll be right back with more of Leanne Morgan.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds, because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
So Leanne Morgan, who is spending some time on the West Coast right now for work, when you go to a Hollywood meeting, do you feel like they're just like painting this picture of this dazzling career that could be yours, and it's so exciting, and how much of it, because I know you can read the room, how much of it is absolute, complete BS, do you think?
Well, Sherry, I've had 4 television deals for sitcoms and over the years, back and forth, none of them have made it. And I do think that they're all scared to death that they're about to lose their job. You know, I had figured that out, that how things work in this town. They're all scared. They make decisions based on fear. Because everybody, like, I'll meet somebody at ABC and they will have been fired in 8 months, and then they move over to NBC, and then you meet them the next time pitching NBC. But I think that their dog-eat-dog world, it has got to be hard out here trying to figure out what would be a hit. If you greenlight something and it doesn't make it, you lose your job. And I think when I've been out here, I think they're fascinated by me. And people in the South, let me say that. I think they're fascinated by us, but they don't know what to do with us. And they also try to stereotype what they think we are. And I told somebody yesterday, I said, I'm just like everybody else. I just have a thick accent. You know, I've got a husband. My the things I talk about are so relatable. People tell me they're so relatable. It's because, you know, if you've had kids, if you've had a mom, if you've had a brother, if you've driven a minivan, if you've had a, you know, then you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter if you're Middle Eastern. It doesn't matter if you're from the Midwest. It doesn't, you know, it does not. But I think it's hard for Hollywood to wrap their mind around that. So a lot of them, they talk a big game, but they don't know what to do with me. You know, they love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Now let's change you. It's that kind of stuff. And I don't mean, that, you know, sounds better.
No. You have come to the right people, because in our world, it's been the same thing. They'll be like a radio consultant, and they'll say, I just love Bob and Sherry. I just love with them. But they scare the hell out of me, because we're not like every other boy and girl show. You know, they're used to a show where the guy's a little bit of a blowhard and the woman used to do traffic, and she's going to giggle whatever he says and go, oh, Bob, why did you say that? Why did you do that? And that's just not us. They don't know what to do with us.
You know, you say that to me, Bob, and you are right. Every interview I've ever done on radio, when it's got a woman and a man, you're right. That is exactly what they kind of giggle. Yeah. The man tell, kind of smart aleck to what, you know, and makes fun of her. You're right.
Yeah.
And I don't know what.
That's the industry. Yeah. And we're we just can't, we're not any good at we just can't do that. We don't want to do that. So I get what you mean when you say, like, people are like, yeah, we're kind of fascinated here, but you're going to need to be completely different in order for us to work with you.
Can you put on a British accent? That's very popular these days. Yeah, it's funny. And I think it is based in fear that you're the one that says, I see who she is. I see who she is. I see what we could do with her. But if it doesn't work, I'm gone. So we're going to go with something that's more namby-pamby or you know, has a track record. Yeah.
Well, I was reading, too, a thread on Twitter from a TV writer about how difficult it is to have a successful show, because in the new world of streaming, where you would think, Leanne, this is like the golden opportunity, because all of these channels and streamers and platforms and outlets need content, right?
Right.
But they give you about a minute to be successful. You need to have a hit to the level of Stranger Things or Wednesday on Netflix. If you can't hit those numbers right out of the gate, they cancel you. And that's it, you're done. And maybe you put 2 or 3 years of worth of work into a project, and now that project looks like a failure, or maybe it never aired at all. You didn't get paid and you're back on the street with a black mark on your resume. What a tough industry.
Oh, I know. And here's a good example. Precious Leslie Jordan that passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leslie Jordan. I performed at his memorial service, his celebration of life. And and I'm doing something else in Nashville with a bunch of country music people and all that. But he's been on several. And there was something recently before something got picked up on Fox and it was making it, and he was on that and they grieved over him. But there was something before that, and it had all these wonderful people like Vicki Lawrence. Oh my gosh, I can't think of their names off the top of my head, but wonderful actors, wonderful comedians. And they said it was based in an assisted living or retirement home, and it was all these people of that age, and they said it, darling, and they didn't give it enough time for anybody to find it, and they said it was the best show, and they just took it off the air, didn't find its audience. Isn't that a shame?
It is.
It's tragic.
It is. Yeah.
It's tragic.
Let's leave show business aside. I want to put you in an experience. And I don't know where this is going to go, but the other day I got up on a Saturday and it was cold in the house, especially in the little studio I have, but I had to come in here. So I threw this robe that I was given for Christmas, and it's a black and red, nice, warm cotton L.L. Bean robe. And my wife says I look a little like Hugh Hefner when I put it on. And so I had it on. And there was a knock at the door, and there's a guy who's going to be tearing out some shrubs in the front of our house that died and replacing them. And he has dirt all over him, and his hands are filthy. It's cold outside. And I opened the door on a Saturday wearing a Hugh Hefner little robe, and I felt like such a D-bag. standing there, just awful. Have you ever been in a dressing room when you're on the road, and or maybe at your house or whatever, but there's a knock on the door and you have to answer it right away and you can't believe what you're wearing?
Well, really, Bob, I mean, I'm always already dressed at these things, at these shows I do. I'm trying to think. Lord.
That hasn't happened.
Good. I've had it happen at home as a mama and a wife and a woman tending to the house. There, you won't believe the men that have seen me in robes, gowns, no bra on. I've got a clip about me thinking the garbage was running and it wasn't, and I ran down the street in a big old robe, and my robe came off, and that poor man saw me and that gown that was too big for me. But I've had that kind of stuff, but not in show business. But yeah, in everyday life, people have seen everything about me.
You know, Leanne, it only takes one instance like that to change your life and your behavior forever. I have not been naked since the year 2003, when on a hot summer day, I got out of the shower and it was just too hot to get dressed. And I was home alone, or so I thought. So I walked out into the kitchen, buck naked, still wet from the shower, to get something to drink. And as I was standing buck naked in the kitchen, my bonus son's friend, Matt, came in unannounced through the back door. And I screamed. He screamed. I had to call his mom and explain why her son had experienced such devastating trauma. And let's just say that to this day, that kid, I'll bump into that kid. He's a grown man now. I'll bump into that kid and he'll be like, remember that time in the kitchen? And I'm like, yeah.
You were the first woman he ever saw naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have
this is a child that had this boy had grown up in my house from when he was in a diaper, so it was pretty horrifying.
Lord,
huh? Us, yeah.
My husband does see me naked, but I mean, it's just not the same. I feel like I need to drape something over, but I shouldn't. I should just let my freak fly, as the young people say. All right. We have a spray tanning machine in our basement, and my daughters and I would spray each other if we needed a spray tan. And my son would say, please give me the heads up. I don't want my friends walking in the basement seeing all of y'all with a... We would tie our hands up in a Kroger sack, a Walmart sack, and be completely nude. And he would say, please, dear Lord, don't let anybody see. And we'd be spraying. You know, we couldn't hear because it was a big spray machine. And we'd all be standing there naked.
Leanne, I've never known anyone to have a spray tan set up in their basement. This is fascinating. Oh, yeah. How did this come to pass?
I was spending all this money on spray tans. I had a melanoma when I was 21. And I'm fine. Everything has been fine. But it scared me to death. And then I worked for Clinique when I was in college. And they've scared you to death and said, we don't want anybody to have a tan. And so I have very little sun damage for my age. I don't look good nude, but I don't have a lot of sun damage. Well, my girls, you know, got to an age where they were going to prom and winter formals and all this kind of stuff. And they wanted spray tans and I wouldn't let them lay out in the sun because I was worried everybody was going to get a melanoma. And so it was like $50 a spray tan. And I thought, this is crazy. Yeah. And some woman that worked at my gym, her husband is an OBGYN. And she said, she always looks so tan and pretty. And I said, what in the world? And she said, my husband, the nurses told him to get me a spray tan machine for my Christmas. And he sprays me in the basement. And she said, this is the name of it. And I'm telling you, it's only like $250 for the whole kit and caboodle. You have to buy the solution. But we've had a spray tan machine. They're now 24 and 26. So I bet we've had one for 12 years.
I cannot believe it's only a couple $100 and y'all go down in the basement and put plastic grocery bags on your heads and get your tan on.
Wow. Yes. Now, nowadays you can order shower hats from Amazon. But yeah, it's a pop tent. You can fold it up. And my husband will say, shut the door. I can't hear the TV. But I mean, because it's like somebody that's going to spray sheetrock. I mean, it's kind of a compressor kind of thing, but anyway, wonderful. And there's nothing that makes you feel better and thinner and prettier than a spray tan.
If a man described his spray tan setup in the basement of his house, the police would be there that afternoon.
You're probably right, Bob.
My wife, Mary, we were going to some, I don't know, fundraiser, and it was black tie. This was a couple of years ago. And she said, this woman's coming to the house in about an hour, just a heads up. And I said, for what? She said, to give me a spray tan. I went, are you kidding me? And this woman, a stranger, came in and set up a tent in our living room, just like you're describing. She'll bring it to your house. Mary takes her clothes off and gets sprayed down by this person I've never seen before. And I'm going, wow, what a gig.
I didn't know this existed. I didn't know you could have one of these in your basement. That's fantastic.
You can have one in your basement, Sherry, or like Bob said, get somebody to come to your house and spray you. People do it all the time. It's wonderful. Now,
your description of your son saying, please give me a heads up with the four of you down in the basement naked spraying each other. If that's not a situation comedy or setup or something for a movie, are you kidding me? You could so pull that off.
You're right, Bob. That is a good, I need to tell all those Hollywood people, that would be a good son. And my son, you know, is like a little old man and has always been an old soul. And when he brought his wife, who is now his wife and the mother of my grandbaby, when he brought her to our house, my girls started, they said, Mary, do you need a spray tan? And I mean, they started rubbing her down with foam, and Mary had never had a spray tan. Now we got her hooked on them.
You're on the road right now, and how long are you going to be out there? You're traveling around the U.S.
Well, this month, I'm going to be in California for a month. So I'm going to, I'm in Oxnard. I didn't even know it existed. Precious, precious people. I'm all over Southern California for 2.5 weeks. Then I go to San Jose up north and do a show. I'm working on my new hour, and then I go home. I've got another show in New York, and they want me to work this stuff out in California and New York so that, because if I did this stuff in the South, people would throw their purse in there, and I wouldn't know. I mean, they're so good to me. I wouldn't know if it, does this really hit, does it not? Yeah. So they wanted me to be somewhere kind of out of my comfort zone. And so I'm working this out, and then I start this big tour, the Just Getting Started tour, in late February.
Is this for the Netflix special that you're going to be doing?
I've already shot the Netflix special, and that was the Big Penny tour. Remember when y'all talked to me about the Big Penny tour?
Yeah.
That hour that I did for the Big Penny tour is my Netflix special that'll come out in April. So until April, I've got to bust a move and come up with a whole new hour, because once that comes out, everybody's going to see it. So now I'm honing my new stuff.
That is so interesting that they're pushing you to do it in New York and Southern California to get you out of your comfort zone, to get you away from your base, basically, right?
Yeah, because if I were in Huntsville, Alabama or something, you know, these women are so good to me, they'd just scream. Yeah. If I said Jell-O salad, they'd go nuts. So, and also California was also so I can be out here and have these meetings with these fancy people too.
Yeah. Well, what do you think's going to happen in the next year?
Well, I'll finish. I'll do Just Getting Started. That'll be 100 cities. That might take me over a year to get all those done. And then I'll maybe a year, 18 months. And I've got a book coming out in 2024. We're working on that right now. And they tell me that that'll be a third tour. If I'm alive, if I'm able to do it, honey, because this is hard out on the road. It's fun. But, you know, this travel, this airlines, you just don't know who's going to cancel a flight. I mean, that's been the most stressful. It's not those shows. They're wonderful. Going and seeing these, you know, a couple of thousand people every night. That's a blessing from heaven. It's trying to get there. That's the booger.
Like, it's your life. So you get, it's like cooking the lobster. You know, you get used to the water getting hotter. But when you step back from it and hear yourself saying things like, well, I've got the Netflix special coming out and I'm testing out a whole new, I mean, can you even believe how far you've come? And people always think everything's an overnight success. They don't know how you gritted it out, you know, for such a long time to get to this point. But isn't there a little bit of a fairy tale feeling in moments like that?
Oh, honey, it is a big fairy tale feeling. And my book, that's what I'll just tell y'all, we think we're going to name it What in the World? Because I say every day, what in the world? That things come and happen, and I'm still pinch myself. Even though you're right, Sherry, I've done this for 22 years, and there were times I couldn't get arrested. There were times nobody cared. I couldn't get booked. Then there'd be times when I had a television deal with ABC, and I'd feel like I was on top of the world, and then that wouldn't make it, and I'd be back down. You know, show business is so up and down. But yes, since this happened in 2019, I was just about to quit. It was, my career was going so bad that I thought, and I knew my boy, he got married right out of college, and I knew that they would wanted babies, and I thought, I'll take care of, help them with their babies, and I'll work part-time somewhere or something. That's really what I was thinking about doing. And then this, it just came to me. I thought social media is so big. The people that I admired, like Jim Gaffigan, Nate Bargatze, the comedians that I loved, I thought they've got social media people. Somebody is organizing all this stuff. And maybe I need some help with that. Lord knows I needed help. I was putting up pictures of dogs. And so I hired these young guys that knew how to do that. And they started putting out clips. And they went viral. And I found my audience. It was just like wildfire. And wow. I still can't get over that. Then they gave me a big tour. I can't get over that. Now Netflix special, can't get over that. And then another tour. I'm just amazed by all of it. Every day.
I think it's better to be amazed by all of it every day and enjoy it rather than feel entitled to it or bitter that it took so long, you know, because the path was the path. And what is the point of, now that you're here, of feeling anything other than giddy, right?
Mm-hmm. And grateful. And I've heard of comedians who were like that they were like, I'm mad it took this long and y'all should have done something before now. And I cannot imagine that. I just can't, because I know, and y'all know, this business is like the lottery. And there's a lot of talented people, and it takes, I know people that have worked so much harder than I have, and they have not popped. And it is something that is supernatural. I mean, it's got to be that God had his hand on me. There are so many people that could have had a tour and done, and they'll never know who they are. And it's like winning the lottery.
It makes Bob a little bit crazy when I say, listen, you can work really hard and you can be really good, but if you don't have that crazy lightning bolt strike of luck, it might never happen for you, right? I mean, luck is such a huge part of it. And not just in show business, I think in life, full stop. But definitely in the entertainment industry, you need some luck.
What are you touching on in the book that you perhaps haven't with the stand-up, the shows, and the film coming out?
Well, I got to tell you, Bob, when I first started writing this, and I have somebody helping me, because Lord, I mm-hmm. couldn't do that by myself. I really wanted to tell every horrible thing I did in the 80s. Like, I felt this purge. I wanted to talk about all the things that had happened in my life. And my agent, who is so funny, he said, honey, you're not Joan Crawford yet. He said, let's do a funny essay, a collection of funny essays that will introduce you to the world. And so that, and he said, and you can tell all your personal business and sin later. So this one is going to be really just me getting started in comedy and where I grew up and being from the country and farming people and just funny stories, Bob. That's what it is. And I've had a ball doing it.
I think the agent was right. For the first book out, I think that's what people want from you. Maybe the scarier stuff or shocking stuff down the road, but I think he was right.
Yeah, I think so too. Lord, I'm not Ava Gardner. You know, I wasn't married to Frank Sinatra, but I would like to
dodge a bullet there, girl. I think that's not the worst thing, right?
I know. I read that book from Kitty Kelly. And so you're right. That was a tumultuous something with little Frank.
I read it too. Yeah.
You did? Mm-hmm. Lord, I don't even know if they touched on Mia Farrow. We got to get all that juice.
Yeah. Maybe they did. Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, how can people find out if you're going to be anywhere near them so they can come to the shows?
LeanneMorgan.com. Go there. It has a list of the dates they've already announced for Just Getting Started. And there's more. If you don't see where you are, honey, it's coming. They just haven't announced my whole tour yet. They've announced 25 cities. And some of them had shows. Some of them still got tickets left. So you can go to LeanneMorgan.com.
I'm so excited for your Netflix special. I cannot wait to sit down and watch that. I'm as thrilled for you as if I did it myself. I am so excited for your success.
Thank y'all. Y'all are precious. I've forgotten how precious y'all are. And y'all have got so much sense. All right, let's talk again soon.
Sounds great. All right, Leanne. You take care. Yeah.
Y'all too.
Leanne Morgan.
Thank you.
Hey, that's how you know we were talking to Leanne Morgan and not a former coworker in corporate radio, because they would never say, y'all are so precious. That is the last thing we would hear. That's it for today's episode of the Oddcast. We do new Oddcast episodes every Monday. And on Fridays in the Oddcast feed, you'll find my brand new podcast, True Weird Stuff. This Friday coming up, what would you do if a couple of kids appeared in your town speaking a language no one had ever heard before, wearing clothes no one had ever seen before, and they were bright green? It really happened. It's a true weird story. And it's this Friday on True Weird Stuff. Thank you for listening to the Bob and Sherry Oddcast. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Bob and Sherry Podcast and the Bob and Sherry Oddcast. We would love if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again for listening.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.